I mean, hello, and welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. No, not in the water. Here's my question for you. Do you like playing in the water? What about snorkeling? Snorkeling can be fun if there are lots of pretty fish, but what about snorkeling through muddy water? Well, friends, my name is Gabe. I'm happy you're joining us for today's lesson called The World Bog Snorkeling Championships. You might be saying, what on earth? Who would want to snorkel through a bog? Well, believe it or not, the world is full of people who come together for this competition. And here's a question for you. What kind of prize is given at this competition? Yes, what kind of prize is given at this competition? Friends, keep your eyes open. It's a special kind of prize, not just for being fast. Okay, let's get started with this bog snorkeling championship. Here we go.
The World Bog Snorkeling Championships. People from around the globe prepare to take the plunge. Believe it or not, people from all over the world are gathering in Wales, UK, to swim through muddy water. Tomorrow is the World Bog Snorkeling Championships, an event held annually since 1985. In the past, participants have come from as far away as Australia and Japan. Competitors race to be the first to swim 110 meters through the dark, muddy water of a Welsh bog. They swim underwater and breathe through snorkels. Currently, the world record is held by the UK's Kirsty Johnson, who finished in 1 minute 22.56 seconds in 2014.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天文章的第一个重点我们看 BOG, bog, 这个名词。Bog 是指泥沼或者是泥塘。例如 the region's central area is a large bog. 这个区域的中间地带是一块极大的沼泽地。或者是 several rare species of frogs can be found in this bog. 在这个沼泽可以找到好几种罕见的蛙类。或者是 the man wore bog boots while fishing in the pond. 这个男人在池塘钓鱼的时候穿着沼泽专用的防水靴。继续我们看的是 take the plunge 这个成语。Plunge 在这里是指跳入或下坠，所以 take the plunge 往下跳是指经过长期考虑之后决定采取行动。例如 after months of discussion, we decided to take the plunge and buy a house. 经过几个月的讨论后，我们下定决心要买房子了。或者是 the couple finally took the plunge and got married. 这对情侣终于下定决心采取行动结婚了。
Okay, here we are, and Rebecca is ready to go. Rebecca, why are you taking so long?
Well, it's not exactly easy walking with these flippers on.
Okay.
Would you like to try?
No. You know what, Rebecca?
Yes, Gabe.
Flippers are for swimming, not for teaching.
Oh, but we're teaching about snorkeling, right? And I need some flippers when I go snorkeling.
Yes, yes, you're right. So Rebecca looks like she is almost ready to go snorkeling.
Yeah, so where's the water? I need to find some water.
That's a good question. Well, I can tell you there is plenty of water in this snorkeling championship for the World Bog Snorkeling Championships in Lanerdid Wells. But we can't go there right now, Rebecca.
No,
but we are going to talk about snorkeling. And actually, I like a phrase in this first part of our lesson. It says, people from around the globe prepare to take the plunge.
Oh, I'm ready to take the plunge.
You are?
Where should I go? Yeah, to take the plunge.
Well, hold on a
second.
Yeah,
that means I'm ready to go jump into the water, right?
First, Rebecca, can you please tell me what this phrase really means?
Well, I thought it meant to jump in the water.
Well, it does.
But, okay, well, this is actually an idiom, and it means to make a decision to do something, especially after you've been thinking about it for a really long time.
That's right, and you make the decision, and often it involves a sacrifice because there's no going back. Okay, so for example, I think of when someone wants to make an expensive purchase like a car or a house, they are taking the plunge when they make that decision to buy that thing.
Well, believe it or not, Gabe, I am ready to take the plunge.
Good.
And find some water.
But first, we need to take the plunge and join Steve and Ken in the info cloud as they talk about the globe and the world. Let's take the plunge now.
Preposition choice is something many English learners struggle with. So let's take a look at one example today.
Okay, we all know that the globe is round. But what about the world? Is it round as well?
Well, world is just a synonym for globe. So yes, the world is also round.
So we can use around for a preposition with both globe and world. And indeed, we often talk about people from around the globe as well as people from around the world.
Right. With world, though, it would also make sense to use the preposition across. People from across the world gathered in the small town.
Right, like with the United States, which is a very large, flat parcel of land with boundaries, we tend to use the preposition across. She drove across the United States.
Now, a ship may sail across the ocean, since an ocean is flat and has boundaries.
The preposition in is also used with world. Many people are suffering in the world, but we cannot say in the globe, since nobody lives inside the planet. We have to say on the globe.
So remember, the globe is spherical, and for that we should use the same prepositions as we would for a sphere or a ball, like around or on.
Preposition 介系词, 对许多刚学英文的人是很难掌握的。 我们今天来看一个例子, The globe 是地球, The world 是世界。 地球和世界基本上是指同样的东西, 但两者所用的介系词就不一定能够通用。 World 可以用 across, around, in 这些介系词, 我们可以讲 people across the world, people around the world, people in the world 都没有问题。 但 globe 地球这个字 因为有着球体的含义, 因此呢, 我们只能用符合球体的介系词, 像 around, on。 所以呢, people across the globe 跟 people in the globe 都讲不通, 因为 across 是用于平面的事物, 像某一个海洋, 你可以 sail across, 横跨它。 一个球体, 你必须 go around it, 绕着它。 In 是在里面, 没有人住在 in the globe, 在地球里面, 因为全是岩浆。 人类是生存在 on the globe, 在地球上。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. And so as a reminder, world is just a synonym for globe. Okay, well, we read, believe it or not, people from all over the world are gathering in Wales, UK, to swim through muddy water. But let's go back to the beginning of this sentence where we see the phrase, believe it or not. We usually say this when you're telling someone about something that is true, but it seems unlikely.
Exactly. So maybe you're sharing a surprising fact. For example, often people will ask me how long I have lived in Taipei. And I'll say, believe it or not, I grew up in Taiwan. And that's hard for a lot of people to believe. So that's why I use that phrase, believe it or not, I grew up here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes it's hard for me to believe, too, that you've grown up here in Taiwan, Gabe.
Interesting.
Well, here's another example sentence. Although it's really beautiful outside right now and the sun is shining, believe it or not, about a half hour ago, it was raining really, really hard.
That's a great example. Believe it or not, it was raining really hard just half an hour ago. We see here, believe it or not, people from all over the world are gathering in Wales, UK, to swim through muddy water. This is surprising because most people don't enjoy swimming through muddy water. Yes?
Seriously, who would want to swim through muddy water? That's terrible.
Well, yes, sounds bad, but you know what? I think this actually sounds kind of fun, too. Swimming through a bog like this with your snorkel on. We read, tomorrow is the World Bog Snorkeling Championships, an event held annually since 1985. So this has been going on for quite a few decades.
Well, believe it or not, people in the past have actually traveled as far as Australia and Japan to participate in this event. And competitors race to be the first to swim 110 meters through the dark, muddy water of a Welsh bog.
And of course, competitors are also participants. And just to review, a participant is one who participates in something. Thank you for being a participant here at Studio Classroom. Friends, we have more to learn, so stay! Well, hello, and welcome back to Studio Classroom. Where we are learning about a snorkeling championship that takes place in a bog? Well, where exactly in the world does this take place? I believe we're going to find out in our next section. And so far, we have found a fish in the bog, but I don't think that's very important. Let's continue with our lesson.
The World Bog Snorkeling Championships. Competitors wear masks and fins, but wetsuits are optional. Many come in costume, and event organizers give a fancy dress prize for the best costume. Last year, the prize went to two women who competed together as a pantomime unicorn. The event is held on the outskirts of Llanwrdydd Wells, with a shuttle bus to transport people. It features more than the competition. Stalls sell food and drinks and crafts. Swimming through a smelly bog may not sound pleasant, but the World Bog Snorkeling Championships prove that some people find it fun.
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 optional 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 option, 选项这个名词。所以 optional 是指非强制的或者是可选择的。例如 math and English are compulsory subjects, but music is optional. 数学和英文是必修科目，但是音乐是选修的。或者是 the cruise offers optional excursions for its passengers to choose from. 游轮提供顾客各项可选择的行程任君挑选。所以我们看的是 outskirts 这个复数形名词 ，out 是指外面 ，skirt 在这里是指边缘，所以 the outskirts 是指郊区或市郊。例如 ，since housing downtown is too expensive, many people live on the outskirts and commute. 因为市中心的住房太贵，许多人住在市郊通勤去上班上学。或者是 the factory will be built on the outskirts of Detroit.这家工厂会盖在底特律的郊区。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, this definitely sounds like a very exciting competition. We see that competitors wear masks and fins. As you can see that I'm wearing some fins too. But wetsuits are optional, so people don't actually have to wear wetsuits. But you know what's really cool, Gabe? Oh, yeah, you had something to say?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Well, many people come in costume.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And let's see. Oh, yes, they even give a prize for the best costume. And last year, the prize went to two women who competed together as a pantomime unicorn.
Interesting. This is the answer to our question. Earlier, I asked, what were the prizes given for? Well, you could get a prize for the best costume. And as you just saw in that picture, there are some interesting costumes that people wear when they join this World Bog Snorkeling Championship. Well, what I was going to say earlier, Rebecca, was about wetsuits.
What about wetsuits?
Now, what do you think of when you think of wetsuits? What sport comes to mind?
Of course, I think of scuba diving.
Bingo.
Is that what you were thinking of?
I was thinking of scuba diving or surfing, because in both sports, people wear wetsuits.
That's right. So you could wear a wetsuit when you go snorkeling or when you compete in this World Bog Snorkeling Championship, but it's not required. So where is this event held?
Oh, Rebecca, you're going to love the name of this town.
I know I will. Yes, tell me.
Okay. Leonarded Wells. Can you say that?
Say it again?
Leonarded Wells.
Leonarded Wells. No, actually, I think the event is held on the outskirts of Leonarded Wells.
Yeah, Leonarded.
Leonarded.
Leonarded Wells. The outskirts. Friends, Rebecca mentioned an important phrase, the outskirts of a place. Okay, so this is really, it's the opposite of downtown. It's perhaps in the county of that city. It's very far away from the center. It's on the outskirts.
Right. So you could say, for example, Cindy and her family live in the outskirts of L.A. So they don't actually live in L.A., but just like on the outside of it.
Now, it's important to remember this word always has an S. It's always the outskirts of a place. Let's jump down to the very last sentence here where we find that some people find this fun. Okay, the very last part of our lesson. You can use this phrase to find something and then add an adjective.
Some people might find the test really hard, but I actually found the test to be quite easy because I studied.
Well, I always find sing it out to be quite interesting. Let's go and sing
it
out.
Take the plunge, 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 take the plunge.
Well, you know what, friends? We're learning today about the World Bog Championships, the World Bog Snorkeling Championships, which is why we have some awesome snorkels right here. And you know what? If you're going to do some snorkeling, you need to get in the water. And sometimes we call that plunging into the water. That means you're getting in all the way in. There's no going out.
That's right. So everybody say with me, take the plunge.
Take the plunge.
Take the plunge.
Yeah.
Take the plunge. Take the plunge. Take the plunge. Take the plunge. Take the plunge.
Take the plunge. Well, hey, what are some other times in life where you might need to take the plunge?
Oh, I know. Well, what if you have a girlfriend, and you've been with this person for a long, long time, and maybe you're thinking of getting married? Oh, yeah. What should you do? You know what you should do?
I should take the plunge!
Take the plunge!
Take the plunge.
the plunge. Well, you know, all this singing about taking the plunge reminds me that I have a plunge right here.
Dave, you're so funny, but that is not a plunge. That's a plunger.
Oh, what's this doing here?
I don't know.
This song.
Well, we'll see you guys next time on
Sing It Out.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this special report. I'm in Wales, United Kingdom, and this is Gordon.
Hello, everyone.
So, Gordon, why are you dressed like that?
Well, today is the World Bog Snorkeling Championships. Yeah.
And what's that?
Well, it's an event that's been held annually since 1985.
And what do competitors do?
They race 110 meters through the dark, muddy water of a Welsh bog.
Ooh. Well, where are the competitors from?
Everywhere. Some as far as Japan, others from Australia.
So, why the snorkel?
Because we swim underwater and through mud. We breathe through the snorkels.
How do you win?
Well, you have to be the fastest. The current world record is held by the UK's Kirsty Johnson.
Wow, and what is the record?
1 minute and 22.56 seconds.
That's exact.
Yes, every second counts.
And every stroke.
Right.
And there are requirements in gear, right?
Well, competitors should wear masks and fins, but wetsuits are optional.
What about the costumes I saw earlier?
Event organizers give a fancy dress prize for the best costume.
Actually, that's a lot easier than swimming through the mud.
True. But I'm going to go bog snorkeling.
All right, well, have fun, and thanks for joining us. Friends, we'll see you next time on another special report. See you next time.
Friends, this is the end of our lesson for today, but remember to review what you have learned.
And make sure you join us next time for another exciting lesson right here on
Studio Classroom.
Rebecca, have you ever been hit by a fish?
Ow.
Oh, I'm running after me.